This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The World Health Organization chief said on Sunday it will be all but impossible to improve the quote-unquote catastrophic health situation in Gaza, even as the board passed an emergency WHO motion by consensus to secure more medical access. Palestinian officials have also described a disastrous health situation in Gaza, where Israel's assault has left most of the population homeless, with little electricity, food, or clean water, and a medical system facing collapse. Argentina libertarian economist Javier Milei took office on Sunday, warning in his maiden speech that he had no alternative to a sharp, painful fiscal shock to the country's worst economic crisis in decades. Reuters correspondent Trevor Corral reports.
The political newcomer who rose to power advocating a shock to the system said there was no alternative to fix Argentina's economy, with inflation heading towards 200%. Milei's speech was light on details, but he said key steps would include a fiscal adjustment equivalent to 5% of GDP that would fall on the state, not the private sector. While his shock therapy economic plan has gone over well with investors and could stabilize the economy, it risks pushing more people into hardship. Over two-fifths of Argentines are already in poverty.
Reuters correspondent Trevor Corral. The family of imprisoned Iranian activist Narges Mohammadi greeted a torchlight procession in Oslo on Sunday after accepting the Nobel Peace Prize on her behalf in a ceremony earlier in the day. Earlier Sunday, Mohammadi's children accepted this year's Nobel Peace Prize in the Norwegian capital on her behalf. They haven't seen their